the knife in the booth. If you've attended a recent Red Sight studio session, or have participated in the shortlist, you've seen and heard me make numerous references regarding a knife. I, of course, do not mean a literal knife. Knives are dangerous things, especially dull ones. If your knives are dull, they should be sharpened. What I mean is a philosophical, conceptual knife. As well as a practical one, sure, but definitely not a literal one. There's my disclaimer. The conceptual knife. A knife is a useful tool. There is no doubt about that. Nobody looks at a knife and says it's useless, no matter what sort of knife it is. And let's face it, knives are kind of cool. You can cut ingredients to make food, slice into a big cake for your big portion, and you can even clean out the dirt from under your fingernails. The knife is a dynamic, multi-purposeful tool that is exciting to view, to hold, and to wield 100% of the time. Now that that's established, I'd like to make the following statement. Ready? Everyone is expected to be good. Only the minute of the minuscule few are blessed with the innate ability to act well, to instinctively get it when it comes to characterization, and to portray those characters in effortlessly believable ways that resonate with their authenticities. The rest of us, who hold the vast majority, must receive education and training in order to be good at anything, including acting. Whichever way one gets there, the universal fact of the industry makes it clear. You must be a good actor in order to be a competitive actor. For only the competitive actors will be moved into the shortlist for consideration of these roles presented in the audition. And it is this level of good that we strive to achieve from day one. To achieve competency. To achieve confidence, consistency. To be able to take any script that is befitting and breathe life into the character, to the moment, to the story. A point in one's professional journey where demo production is the natural next step in the process. That, in my opinion, is where good is. And everyone is expected to be good. But good is never enough. Why? Right? When you finally feel confident in your own authentic person, right, to put the craft you've been honing into practice and to consistently execute these things well at every opportunity, what do you mean I'm not good enough? It's because everyone is expected to be good. And because everyone is good, because it is the bare minimum expectation, you have to be better than good. What does that mean? It means you need a knife. Out of 100 actors standing around in a green room somewhere, who are all good actors, deserving of their existence in this room, by the way, the one holding a knife will be the one you'll notice the most. That actor may be standing alone, with some distance from others, I'm sure, but they're probably fine with it, because they know they're holding a knife. There may be a handful of actors, maybe 5. With that said, please don't go into a callback with a knife in your hand. This is conceptual. Remember, please promise me, do not go into a callback with a knife in your hand. Conceptual. That one take that your actor friend did in that one workshop. Remember that? The one that lives, you know, rent-free in your head to this day. What about that one moment in that one video game where that thing happened and you are like... When that one guy said that one thing and straight up dropped him from top of the building and he fell down, 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 down and went splat on the pavement during Christmas. Yippee-ki-yay, remember? Those performances had knives. Indication and evidence of a knife. The actor was holding a conceptual knife, and we, as audiences, were happily stabbed with the knife. Better yet, we happily, voluntarily ran into the knife. We ran into the knife 10 times, which naturally makes it cooler, more memorable, more noticeable, more bloody. That is what I mean when I say the knife. Conceptual knife in the booth. The practical knife. So how do I do that? Well, that's what you're here for. How do I bring in more knife to my delivery, to my characterization? Let's talk about it. Level 1. Materialize it. Here's a script. If it's on the screen, read it out loud, cold, twice. Because you're a voice actor. If you're in the audio version, I'm going to read it for you. What did I tell you? Florence is missing. I told you something was up. She wasn't home all day today. She canceled her facial appointment and her pedicure. She never showed up for her yoga class or her spiritual advisor. No one knows where she is. What did I tell you? Florence is missing. I told you something was up. She wasn't home all day today. She canceled her facial appointment and her pedicure. She never showed up for her yoga class or for her spiritual advisor. No one knows where she is. Bonus points if you know where that's from. Hopefully, after reading it twice and taking into consideration your training and education so far, you will have come up with a handful of contexts that could fit this script. You'll have made some additional choices, right, about the relationship, the location, the conflict, and you'll go into the booth and put these stories down in your DAW as you do. Now that you've done that, I want you to choose your favorite take. The story that you enjoyed the most. The one that was the most fun, you know? And do it again. But with a sharp 10-inch kitchen knife in your hand. Now I want you to grip it hard. Grip it with murderous intent if you want to. The story changes. Naturally so, because you have a knife in your hand. Now exist in the story and see where that takes you. Maybe like this. What did I tell you? Florence is missing. I told you something was up. She wasn't home all day today. She canceled her facial appointment and her pedicure. She never showed up for her yoga class or her spiritual advisor. No one knows where she is. And if you like that, let's change the status. This person that you're talking to, with whom you have a specific, authentic relationship, put the knife, the exact same knife that you are just holding, in their hand. And then I want you to put your hands up in the air, unless you're driving, of course, and try your best to not die. And maybe your hands are tied behind you, duct taped behind you, and you're on the floor. Don't die, okay? What did I tell you? Florence is missing. I told you something was up. She wasn't home all day today. She canceled her facial appointment and her pedicure. She never showed up for her yoga class or her spiritual advisor.
No one knows where she is.
It changes things, does it not? This knife. And realistically, could you put a knife in your or in the other person's hand and play in this audition story? You could. I bet you could. Every single audition, I bet you could. Level 2. Use it. Same thing as before, but as an additional step to make it even more interesting. Do something with it. One possibility could be that you'll stab this person somewhere. Somewhere in the script. Where will you stab them? In the neck? With the precision of a skilled, experienced assassin? Or multiple times in the torso, very messily, because you've never stabbed anyone before in your blind rage? In the spleen, in a single, surgical, swift motion, underhand, in a decisive kill shot? Maybe. Maybe you'll point the knife at yourself and threaten to end your own life if the other person in the story doesn't comply with your demands. Try playing with it. Lick it. Clean your fingernails with it. Throw it across the room and have it embed itself on the wall, 1.5 inches away from their left ear. Make it Tarantino. Cut off one of their ears and enjoy it. Do something with it. And then give the knife to them and have them do something with it. The possibilities are endless for this conceptual knife. Not a real one, not a literal one, please. Level 3. Make it into a habit. At some point, driving became an automatic behavior for you. Shifting through the gears, top to bottom, downshifting, brushing your teeth, putting on your socks and shoes, tying your shoelaces the way that you do. These things are automatic, habitual, effortless things that you do. Make the knife in the booth a habitual, procedural normalcy so that your take one automatically includes a knife. So that at the end of the second read, the second cold read, you can see the knife in the story. And then go into that workshop with that casting director and show them your knife and how sharp it is, how bloody you can make it. And leave an impression that they won't soon forget. If you have any questions, feel free to tag me, DM me, email me. Happy stabbing.